Okay, so we were talking about the importance of the...
You're muted, Rabbi.
Beautiful. We were talking about the importance of the 13 midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Rachamim. And we were discussing that there's a Hashem. Hashem is almost as if Hashem is... the first Hashem is the way Hashem expresses himself in this world, which is with din. There's a balance. And then there's a Hashem, which is above. I want to go back a step and discuss an unbelievable nekuda like this. We read in the Haftarah this week. It says, Anoichi, Anoichi, hu menachemchem. That there's a nechama. And we know that the custom in Klal Yisrael is that you read the Haftarahs of Nechama all the way until the days of Rosh Hashanah. And the pshat is because we know that we're promised that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to forget about us, and eventually the Geula will come. But what is that midah that Hashem says that He won't forget about us? The midah is that despite everything, there's a love that Hashem has for us, and we discussed this. And therefore, we have to remember about the love that Hashem has for us. And it's sometimes hard to remember about it, but we have to remember that it's deep love. Then sometimes it has to express itself in din, but overall, we have to remember that. The Altar of Kelm writes in the Sefer Chochma Musar that the mazel of Elul is Besula, is an unmarried girl, virgin girl. And the idea is that a Besula has a desire to be Meschaber. She has a desire to connect. And the mazel of Besula is saying that And the month of El Hashem has a desire to connect to us. And therefore, that expresses that desire, that unconditional love, and we have to have that love back. I found an unbelievable gra. The gra is going, it's a gra that's printed in Mishlei, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Hey. He's going on a pasuk like this. The pasuk says, Kol ha-machala asher samti v'mitzrayim, which means, any illness that I put on Mitzrayim, lo yosim alach, I will not put on you. Why? Ki ani Hashem reifecha. Because I, Hashem, am your doctor. And Chazal asks a very simple question. If I'm not going to put the machala on you in the first place, then why do I have to tell you that I'm your doctor? You don't need a doctor if you're not going to get sick. So, to make a long story short, the way the Gra teaches the pasuk is like this. If you listen to my words, then kol ha-machala asher samti v'mitzrayim lo yosim alecha. But what happens if you don't listen? If you don't listen, then ki ani Hashem reifecha. That what? If you don't listen, then you need to come on to, the way the Gra teaches it, is you need to come on to the midah of Ani Hashem Reifecha. The midah of Ani Hashem is going to be your Reifecha. What's the midah of Ani Hashem? Ani Hashem Lo Shinisi, the Gra says, which is the midah of Hashem La'achar HaChet. In other words, it's the same thing that we've been saying. There's two midahs. There's a midah of Rachamim Koidem Nachet. There's a midah of Rachamim that even in this world, there's Rachamim. Ani Hashem, I have midah of Rachamim on you, and you didn't sin, so you deserve the regular rachamim. But then, Ani Hashem la'achar hachet, Ani Hashem la'achar hachet, is a new midah of Ani Hashem. And the pasuk saying, Ani Hashem, that midah of Ani Hashem, refecha, that will heal you. That will make it that I'm your doctor. In other words, that you won't get sick. So there's two ways you don't get sick. There's two ways you're protected. One way you're protected is if you don't do averes. That's the Ani Hashem Koidim Shechta. Then there's the midah Ani Hashem La'achar Shechta. And that's the midah of Ani Hashem Reifecha. Shia, you got the pshat? It's Geshmak Agoin. You chapped it? Ani Hashem Reifecha.
Yeah. Yeah, no, very nice.
Ani Hashem, the meat of Ani Hashem is Reifecha. It's an unbelievable pshat, technically. Yeah. Now, let's go one step further. This is going to be in honor of Noach. We're going to do this in honor of Noach, this pshat. So, Lemaisa, what we said on Friday is found in the Zohar HaKadosh, what we said in last pshat. I found it in the Zohar HaKadosh, that he makes the point that we said, that there's an Hashem, Hashem has a line in between, and one is the lower level, one is the higher level. Now, it's like this. It says that it's like we're davening. Okay, let's back up a step. The pasuk says Vayavar Hashem. This is deep stuff. I'm sorry if I'm like throwing anyone off, but it says Vayavar Hashem al panav vayikra. Hashem passed over his face and he called out Hashem Hashem. Now, there's a famous Chazal. Chazal says, it's a Rashi in Chumash, that, again, like we said last time, or a few times ago, that Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu, how am I going to be guaranteed that you're going to be with us? And Hashem says, he showed him that Hashem nis'atef b'tzitzis kishliach tzibur. He showed him an image of Hashem himself praying as the Shliach Tzibur, and he was saying the 13 Midos. So what does it mean Hashem was davening? So Moshe Shapiro says like this. There's a Gemara in Brachas. Unbelievable Gemara in Brachas, isn't this? The Gemara in Brachas says that Hashem also davens. You hear this? Hashem also davens. But when Hashem davens, what does he say? What's his nusach? What is he daven? So, ki yadua, maybe some people know, the Gemara in Brachas says that when Hashem davens, he says, yi rotzon milafanai, maybe the will of myself, she yichbishu rachamai eskasi v'yagoylu rachamai al midoysai v'yikonis lefneim lefneim mishuras adin. That may be my will that I can overcome my anger with my rachamim and that I can give to Klal Yisrael beyond the letter of the law. So what in the world does that mean? Hashem davens to himself? What does this mean? So listen to this pshat, unbelievable pshat, based on everything we're saying. There's a way that Hashem expresses himself in this world. The way Hashem expresses himself in this world is covered over. It's balancing. It's some rachamim, but it's not always just pure rachamim. It has to fit the whole picture. And there's a bigger picture that has to fit into, and we don't always experience the full rachamim. And that is the way Hashem experience is in this world. Hashem davens means Hashem, the midah that Hashem has, how he expresses himself in this world, reaches out and says, I wish that the midah of rachamim, which is greater than the midah of how it expresses in this world, should take over. And I should be able to use the unfiltered rachamim. Shiyagoylu rachamai al midoysai. I shouldn't have to balance it with the rest of my midos. And I should go lefunim mashuras adin. There's the midos of rachamim are the midos of how much Hashem wants to give. And he says, I wish I could give that way and unfiltered. So I was thinking like the mashal. Let's say you have a very wealthy guy and he wants, like we said before, there's an overall desire and then there's how you do it. He has a desire to give his son money. Okay, but he knows that if his son doesn't earn it, then it's not really so valuable to his son. He's going to end up spending it and it's going to end up going in the garbage. So he doesn't want to stop and give him money. So what does he do? He makes him work. He brings him into the family business and he makes him work. And he makes him take a salary. And if he gets sick days, he doesn't pay him. And when he works hard, he gets paid more. So in the end, he gets his money. But it's all a balance. The son is trying to buy a house. And he needs a lot of money. And the money he's earning is not cutting it. So he goes to the father and he says, listen, let's cut it out. You want to give me money? I want to take money. I'm willing to work. I get it. I understand the whole system. There's a system. For you to give money, you need to first decide that give me a job. The intention of the job is to give me money. But then that's the Midah Rachman that expresses itself in this world. There's a you give me a job. But then you have to have a Midah Sadin. Did I do my job well? Did I not do my job well? Did I come late? Did I show up? Did I not show up? And then you give me the money according to the way I earned it, and maybe you give me a bonus. And that's the Tiferes. You give me a bonus. You're nice about it. I'm coming something else right now. Forget that whole thing. Why did you give me this job in the first place? You gave me the job because you wanted to give me money. Let's face it. That's why you gave me the job. This whole thing is for one purpose, is to give me money. So you know what? I need money right now. I can't work for it. I can't earn it. There's no way I could earn enough money to buy this house. And you have enough money to give me. Can you just give me the funds? Just give me the money as a father gives to the child. And don't make me work for it because I can't earn it anyway. And you have a midah of giving money, and the haraya you have a midah of giving me the money, because that's why he gave me the job to begin with. So just give me the money without the job so I could buy the house. So the father's masking. So that giving money is coming from a different place than the giving money of the salary. They're both coming from the midah of the father, that he wants to give the father's son money. But it's coming from two different things, two different ways. But he can't do that every day. Because if he does it every day, he undermines his whole plan. And the son becomes a spoiled brat, and he doesn't want his son to do that. He wants his son to earn the money. But there are some core events in life that this father can, that the son can reach out to the father and say, give me the money anyway. So when Hashem davens and says, I want that to come out once in a while. I want that midah of unfiltered love to come out. So when it says that Hashem expressed himself as a chaz in davening, what it means is these midahs come from the ability of Hashem to daven. In other words, these midahs come from the ability of Hashem to reach beyond, from the ability of Hashem to one hanhaga of Hashem, which is the hanhaga of din, to turn and say, the hanhaga of how Hashem expresses it in this world, to turn to the other hanhaga and say, I want that hanhaga to take over. And therefore, that's why he was mizdaman l'kishleach tzibur. It's the koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillah which can be ma'ir that rachim. Okay, I hope I didn't get too teef today. It was a little bit out there. But I tried to give the mashal to make it a little bit more palatable. But these are all very big yisoides. We're going to get into the first few minutes, but we have one more hakdama shir that we're going to give tomorrow.
Thank you. It was quite beautiful.
Good. Thank you, doctor.